I'm Freddie Monatis with Montana News. Local businesses got an update today on the cleanup at the former Columbia Falls aluminum plant. The plant was listed as a Superfund site by the Environmental Protection Agency last month. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Many of the two dozen local business representatives at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon were concerned about the timeline of the cleanup and who is ultimately in charge of declaring the area free of contamination. The big fear is that waste from the plant, including cyanide and fluoride, has already or will contaminate local drinking water. There's no evidence of harm at this time, and a full water and soil quality report prepared by the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company won't be ready until next spring. Cleanup likely won't begin for another several years. Robert Moeller is the EPA's Montana-based community involvement coordinator. He says the process is long for a reason.
But we want to be careful. We want to make sure we know exactly what's there, where it is, and what concentrations. Because if you start doing work too early, you find out additional data, you might do more harm than good.
Moeller stressed the need for community involvement. Locals know the area better than the EPA, he said, and the EPA should tap into that knowledge. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.